welcome back to Beyond the Barbell, brought to you by Reebok, the official outfitter of CrossFit and the CrossFit Games. I'm Blair Morrison, happy to be coming to you guys from Madison, Wisconsin. Joined today by the Grand Poobah, Aaron Hoff. I don't know what that means, but
I don't even know either.
Yeah. He's in charge of stuff. That's what it means.
You're a longtime friend of the show. And then to my right is Rory Zambard.
Hi, guys.
We're going to say the cute Poobah. I don't know what Poobah is, but anyways, we're really happy to have both you guys on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, so Aaron, we had you on not too long ago at Wadapalooza. Rory, it's been a couple years. I think we had you on back in Vegas.
Yeah, 2 years. 2015, maybe.
And at that time, you were about to move to Hawaii or had just...
Just decided to move to Hawaii.
Yeah, that's right. So, in 2 years, living in Hawaii...
Yeah.
Okay, like life change. What
everything's different.
Yeah, what's different? Tell me what the life's like.
I mean, life in Hawaii is just different than life in Seattle in general, but I think the big change is what I do with my time now. I work on the back end of the Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run, building that event and supporting Aaron and doing a lot of the logistic work, but a lot of the stuff that goes into it is running and operating our kids program. So the trail run funds the kids program. We have about 50 kids a day. Pick them up, we drop them off, we feed them, and I do all the work for that. So
you are the basically the president of the kids program.
Yeah, well, I run the program, but I wear many hats. So just the program, but also a lot of the other stuff, all the logistics on the back end as well of the event and in our other sides in the nonprofit. But
yeah, she took a lot of hats away from me.
That's good.
Yes, it's great.
Your head's
it
big,
was hard. Right? My head's big, so we had to get her smaller hats.
Lots of big hats.
But yeah, which is great.
All right, so having Rory on board for the last 2 years probably has allowed the event to grow. The fundraiser to grow and the program to grow in general, right?
Yeah, and it's basically what has happened is it's made it to where it would be more. It probably would have not done so well if I didn't have somebody like Rory step in because it's just getting so much attention and it's getting so big and there's just so much that you have to take care of over the year that I was only capable of doing because I have a very busy life over there. And she just like stepped in, and we also have Juan too, another kid that moved over there too. He just dropped everything and just came over and wanted to help us. And he's those two have basically taken over the whole back end because I can get things done to a certain point, but then I can't like tighten it all up and get it together.
Right.
I'm not that's just not the type of person I am. I can do the rough draft,
right?
But I can get everybody, and the other people are showing up to help us tighten everything up.
Yeah, they're putting the polish on.
Yeah, they're going to make me look good, which is a hard job.
All right, well, I want to just review for our listeners, make sure they understand what the Poipu Kids Program is. Obviously, it's CrossFit for kids, and they don't have to pay a thing. You, like Rory said, you're picking them up, dropping them off, feeding them.
Yeah.
And this runs all year round, correct?
Yeah, we have a program that's entirely free for all kids to participate in. Substance abuse is a huge problem in Hawaii, and we prevent that by building a community for kids to belong and create relationships, meaningful relationships with adults and to do something other than, you know, make poor decisions. Or get suckered into making poor decisions along the way. But our program's pretty inclusive. We realize transportation is a major barrier to entry for kids to come in, so we make the program free. And then we pick them up, bring them to the gym, we feed them, they work out, and we take them home every day. So we spend a lot of time in giant 20-passenger vans full of children.
Right, and there's only one road on Kauai.
Yeah, there's only one road, so it makes it... hard
the same
to,
scenery all the time.
Yeah.
Just driving back and forth.
It's beautiful scenery. But the underside of it is, you know, there's one road and there's no... You can't really... Like, for kids growing up, you can't hide from your friends. And over there, in order to change your life and change the direction of your life, you need to change your friends. And it's really hard on an island. There's one road. So you're going to... It's just to basically say, no, I'm not hanging out with you guys anymore, is basically like... It's really, yeah, especially when you're a kid trying to fit in and all, it's really a struggle. You know, it's like, I did it at 23. I walked away and it was like, people wanted to fight me because they thought I was just I became better than them. And so that environment is just, that's there. So that one road thing is beautiful, but it has its dangers in the youth on the island of Kauai.
All right. Now the program that you guys have created is, as far as I know, it's one of a kind. I mean, I know there's Steve's Club, which originated out in Camden, New Jersey, and they try to set up basically programs for inner city youth to give them an outlet, and they don't have to pay for it. And they do fundraisers throughout the year, and that's similar. But for you guys, what I think is so great about this is you are, Aaron specifically, giving back to, like, your home.
Yeah.
Right? And you grew up through that substance abuse and that kind of cramped feeling, like you said, being on that one road. Rory, tell me what it's like to, you know, be working with a guy like Aaron who has lived it and is, you know, as we know, all heart for the kids. What is it like to work with a guy like him?
Working with Aaron is, I mean, it's great. It's challenging. It's always fun. We're always playing, always working hard. And it honestly has taught me a lot of lessons in living fully and completely in the moment. That we don't do anything that's not right in front of us. And that seems crazy to a lot of people from the outside looking in, that we don't plan, we don't really look too far ahead, we don't have this step-by-step process. But what we do is we show up to what shows up, and that's what Aaron's taught me a lot about, is just doing whatever is in front of us and doing it with the best of our ability. And that has, it flies open doors, you know?
Right. How do you plan an event without a plan?
Well, that's a little bit more planned. Let's be honest about that. There's plenty expo and spreadsheets.
It's being planned now because Rory guys are there. It was kind of like,
yeah.
It's so
Before Rory was there, I basically had two pieces of paper and
that
a pencil
he had to keep writing because he wrote in pen and had to change everything.
And it was like, dude, it was nuts.
But now, I mean, the event itself, the actual logistics of the race certainly are planned. Certainly, there's a lot of parts of that are organized ahead of time, and we're maintaining and grooming throughout the course of the year. But as far as the actual program itself goes with the kids and its growth and the vision that we have and the processes that we're creating, a lot of it is day by day. Because that allows us to be open to anything that comes through the door.
Yeah, I think with kids, it's really important to be flexible, right?
Absolutely.
Anything you're doing with them, so especially with
absolutely.
You guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have a plan, have a backup plan, have a backup plan, and be ready to make a new plan. Just at all times, on your toes with kids.
What's been the most, you mentioned that Rory's like taking hats away from you, which is good, but is there anything that you've learned from her since she's got there and kind of taking some of this burden off you and seeing her work with the kids, seeing her work
with
the...
learned?
Yeah. This is self-reflection time, Hoff.
That I like... Well, not only from her, but I have Juan there, too. So it's like, I've learned to, like, shut up and listen. This is the hardest thing to do.
Because we've worked on listening.
My wife would attest to that,
too. We've worked on listening.
Shut up and listen, and relinquish control in a lot of areas. And that's been the hardest part for me, to let go of so many things, because it's like, this is like my baby, and I want it to work, but it's not going to grow. I learned that there's a whole bunch of other people that have helped me to understand that I need to let go a lot of things and let them do it. You know, it's really taught me to be able to include people on the big picture, because it's hard, because I can do everything. I'll do everything 100% as hard as I can to get it done.
Right, but you run, like you said, you run into limitations, and you need more ideas and you need more hands.
Yeah, and it's like the kids program, Rory and Juan, they came in, they stepped in and started doing all the, and it's 10 times better than I had it. You know, it was a million times better. But we were, you know, and the idea, like, and it's just going back to the idea that for me, is this program needs to be an all-year-round program. It's not just an event. We do it for the kids that time and buff the kids, people, and then it's done. And the next whole year, there's nothing. But then we're with them all year round.
Yeah, that's been a big shift for us in conversation lately around the run, is that what we don't want to have is people think about the Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run and all they think about is an event. And that's been a big issue for us, that people think Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run and they think, oh, fun run, it's Kauai, it's paradise, I want to go, there's athletes there. But what's being missed is the cause. And that there's
really?
I think that it's overlooked in some way, that it's not synonymous in people's minds with on the ground fighting substance abuse, that this is an actual issue that's killing kids, killing adults and kids alike on Kauai, in Hawaii at large. And so what we want to do is push the message that, you know, when you race in the Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run, you're racing with a purpose that's much bigger than just a fun run. And when you help fundraise for us or when you donate to us, it's saving lives. And that the impact is so much bigger than a trail run. It's way bigger than that. And people who attend the event know. People who attend the event feel that. But it's outside looking in that we want to make sure that vibe is understood.
And, like, you know, I've basically been on the front lines of the drug addiction problem over there since I was 22, 23 years old. And I've done everything in my power to reach the kids and my friends and everybody. And this has been the most effective program that's worked. I used to get about 3% of people would succeed. And now we're probably getting like 30% of the people that come through it. And it's not only the kids. There's a whole other side of it that people doesn't see. I have a lot of my friends coming in, and they're getting sober, and they're hanging around this environment that we've created, and their lives are changing. So
it's like rehab through positivity.
Well,
give me some numbers now. So since you've been running the kids program, first of all, I'm curious about population in Kauai. Like, how many kids are there? And how many kids are coming through your program?
The population on Kauai is about 60,000 people.
60,000?
Yeah, 60,000 residents.
That's adults and kids together.
Adults and kids alike. I don't know how many kids live on the island of Kauai. Probably should know, but I do know we've had over a lot. Plenty, Hoffy says. But
yeah.
We've had over 250 different kids come through our door, and our average class size is almost 50 every day.
It's growing. We haven't really promoted it. Because we're not geared up to be able to, like...
There's just two coaches. It's just me and Juan. So
and hopefully this
50
year
kids with
this
two
year
coaches.
We'll be successful enough to be able to gear up for what's going to come after the run.
Wait, when you say 250 kids have come through the program,
yeah.
What does that mean, come through the program?
So, I mean, every time a new kid comes through our door, they could attend once or they could attend multiple times.
Okay. And that's since the history of the program, 250 kids?
Yeah, yeah.
In the last 2 years.
When I came and started documenting, like, the kids that were coming
in. There was no documentation.
No.
Oh, zero documentation.
Yeah, we got documentation.
None.
Okay. All right, so
we created that
hat.
There was never even a documentation hat.
250 kids in just the last 2 years. Gotcha.
Yeah. Less than 2 years, but it's been incredible. We had so many different faces come through.
And all of those are all 250 of those kids, like recognized as substance abusers.
It's a majority of. There's two types of broken homes. There's broken homes with drugs and alcohol and addiction problems like that. And then the other type of broken home is people with money. They don't pay attention to their kids.
Okay.
They're out chasing another
type.
Other
end of the spectrum.
So it basically boils down to neglected kids will end up being left to the resources that are on the island, and it's not much.
Yeah.
You're down at the beach hanging out, and the uncles are drinking. Every spot where we surf, that's good. There's an environment waiting for the kids when they come in where there's drinking, cocaine, there's weed smoking, and it just seems so normal.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the environment they get to
absolutely
grow up in, like I did.
And it is an important distinction to make, though, a clarification, that the kids in our program aren't all... They're not all addicts. You know, they're not all using. We have 5-year-olds to 17-year-olds across the board. And that's something that is interesting in the work that we're doing, is it's centered around prevention. And so the hope is that they never will.
Right.
And so it's not like we're taking kids that are already using or abusing that substance. It's creating relationships that hopefully they won't ever have to walk there. And if or when they do, they have a hand to grab when they want it.
Right.
And a relationship that's already established with someone who's walked there and knows how to get out.
And kind of like an example, the very first kid that I worked with that came in to the gym that I created the whole program with, she was basically into cocaine. She would have been a crack whore, basically. Probably pregnant. And all this stuff that comes with it, she would have been the kids would have gone to CPS and that whole thing. But she came into the CrossFit, and we just loved her, and she got hooked on it, and she was with our gym the whole time. And now she's 19 now, but she did get pregnant. She's going to have a baby pretty soon. But now, and
she's engaged.
She's
got engaged, a stable relationship.
But people might be like, oh, she's young and she's pregnant. But the reality of it is, she's not a crack whore. She actually has a chance through our program now to be a stable parent.
And she has family.
And family. You know what I mean? It's created. So now she has a healthy shot at being something that was not even on the horizon.
Yeah, a productive member of society.
Absolutely.
And, like, giving back. That's amazing, man. I love to hear, like, that's your first...
The first kid we had that walked
First kid
in.
You had.
Yeah.
That's great,
that
dude.
Inspired me to do the program.
What do you think is possible for this program? Like, I mean, with 60,000 people, that's not a lot of people, right, on that island. Do you think that you could get to a point in the years to come where you get...
Oh, definitely.
...every kid coming through your program?
If it gets... It'll get
popular enough
to where... Our vision
is huge.
It definitely will.
Our vision is every island of Hawaii.
Every island in Hawaii.
And eventually the mainland. That we have something that's so unique, it's what the world needs. And
also, there's a... Like, what I see, there's a cycle in communities that I've watched... It's like a dysfunctional cycle where the adults are off segregated in one area. Kids are in a different position. And it's like CrossFit's here. And then they have, say, Alcoholics Anonymous here, church here. And everything's kind of like there's all these little clicks.
It's not integrated.
Yeah. So then our part of it is we're creating that environment where the people who come into CrossFit are already role models.
Right.
And then we have the kids coming in. And they're going to be coached and have these role models. So then you create this new cycle that's going to be happening in the community, and from there,
right,
it goes out into the community.
And the kid grows up to be a role model.
Yeah, then you start that trend, you know, that's been lost.
So when you say getting to the other islands in Hawaii, when do you have a target for when that will happen? I know you don't want to plan too far in advance, but I mean,
yeah, we're not planning.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, you know, what doors God opens to us, and we're just so thankful and willing. You know, I want what God wants. Hafi wants what God wants, and so whatever his plan or his vision for us becomes, we're going to grow into that. And so it's a matter of staying where we are and doing our due diligence to serve well and steward well the gifts we've already been given. And whatever door opens next, we'll walk through it boldly with confidence, because it's only projected to continue to grow. But if God's heart is for us to stay on Kauai, we'll stay there. But I think, and what we see is it being much bigger than that.
I mean, my goal would be to have it go worldwide. But in reality, it's like if all we do is what we're doing right now, then it's productive in that I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As much, because I want to save everybody. I want everybody to have a good life like I have.
Right.
And have, you know, and have what I've been experiencing.
I'm curious about the scope, what it would take to go bigger. Just give me an idea. What does it cost per kid?
It
costs it's $100 a month per child to participate in our program.
That's what it requires.
Yeah, $100
to transport,
per child
to feed.
Per month.
Okay.
And that's an entirely inclusive program. And the larger it becomes, the cheaper it gets by scale, right?
So absolutely.
With 50 kids in our program day to day, it's $100 a month, which is less than the average CrossFit membership.
Oh, for sure.
By design. But it allows us to be able to nurture and grow those relationships thoroughly with every kid.
But knowing that also allows you to target what you need to do.
Totally.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And another part of it too is like if like I see like if you if a CrossFit gym truly like embraces how we're doing it, they're gonna the community will rally around the gym because they'll start to see the benefits of lives being changed and people want to be a part of that.
Absolutely.
People want to be a part of something good.
Right.
And when, and it's like, I mean, you could say $100, but in reality, we're hoping that we're not going to have to pay for it. We're hoping that this will grow so that the community, because there's money out there.
Absolutely.
That's doing nothing.
Absolutely.
And people want to put it Absolutely. A place where,
Absolutely.
And we're just trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Well, hey man, we're here to help you guys figure it out. We love having you on the show. We love going to the trail run. I'm excited to come out there a week ahead of time and help Bushwhack Trails and
yes,
be
please.
A part of the thing.
We'll give you a bushwhacker hat.
Yeah. Give our listeners a reminder on where they can find information on the trail run and
Absolutely.
The cause.
There's a few different ways that you can check out the run or help support the cause. Our website is ultimatehawaiiantrailrun.com. And then everything you need to know about the race, the event, and our program you can find on there. And then if you want, Beyond the Barbell has its own fundraising campaign
That's
set up.
Right.
And all you have to do is go to give.classy.org/beyondthebarbell and you'll be able to donate and help support. So the biggest thing that can help us is if you can't come run in the race, that's okay. Because what we know is that the purpose is so much bigger than the event itself that I'm personally affected by substance abuse. I know what it's like, and Aaron as well. And it's affected almost everybody I know in one way or another. So if you want to help support our kids and you want to help this program grow, donate to the program and help us reach more kids.
Do it, you guys. Follow us. We'll be there. We're a part of it. You got to be a part of it. Thank you guys so much for joining
Aloha,
us.
Guys.
Aloha.
Mahalo very much.